Bante, in Wisdom Beyond Words, a little passage I'm not very good at quoting, but I remember him saying, question the motives for the way in which you look at enlightenment. So if you see enlightenment as peace, it may be because that's what you need. If you see it as, you know, love, then actually it's because there's something in your life that is reflecting. And that rather than chase after it in that way, reflecting on what it is that you're coming from is more likely to lead to that very state of enlightenment than to chase it. So, you know, that paradox of question what it is that you're coming from, I think was quite interesting. So, for me, I think we're inherently open. And I think that's very hard to be. Because that means we've got to let in things we don't like, as well as things we do. And that is very difficult. And we are always choosing not to have and to have. And that's the basic movement of a human being's mind, if you like. That's what it's built for. That mind, if you like, has helped us survive as, you know, individuals, as human beings for centuries. And that's great at its own level. But we're talking about going beyond that, really. So for me, Dharma practice is about living in that space between form, which you could see as materialism and fixed, and things out there, trees, and emptiness, which means there's no such thing as a tree, really. But neither are really fully true, are they? You know, first there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is, as that famous Zen practitioner Donovan said in 1964. And there's some truth in that. And what I'm talking about here is the path by which we question the existence of the mountain, because we have to move through the stage of there is no mountain. Otherwise, we are stuck with what we know. And if we're stuck with what we know, how can we let any kind of wisdom in? That's my question. So the process of questioning and doubting as a path is to say, what is this really? This tree, this thing that I've already labelled and that I think I know, or this state, or this thought, or this sitting, or this being that I appear to be. What is it really? Yeah, and I think this is the middle way between materialism and nihilism. And for me, the key quality is questioning. The key quality is to bring a creative edge of provisionality and doubt to everything that we think we experience as certain. Because it's so easy to make a meaning that we'll then believe in. This capacity for meaning making has come to me very clearly over the years as I've been doing a lot of training and working with people in communication skills. There was a great example on TV recently in a P.G. Woodhouse story. I'm a bit of a fan of that. And there was this chinless wonder chap. He was in this lounge, okay, and there was a girl who said, I've got something in my eye, would you take it out with a handkerchief? So he bends over to take this thing out, and his fiancée comes into the room and goes, Charles! And runs out, okay. So she's already decided he's, you know, going to run off with her. No question of persuading her that he was doing something quite different. She sees what she sees, she decides what it means, she then behaves as if it were true, and her whole life from there on is built on that as a truth. Now, how dumb can you get? But let me tell you, I think we do that all the time. I know that I do. Yeah? I look at something and say, oh, that's what that is. Not going anywhere near that. It may not be that at all. But unless I have this question in my mind that says, what is it really? I've got no chance of finding out anything except my reactivity. Okay? So I'm suggesting that we take this, if you like, issue of doubt really seriously, that we really look at incorporating doubt as a way of practicing the Dharma. I'm not going to talk about certainty as the basis of faith. We can explore that in the groups. Paradoxically, I believe you need a certain amount of confidence to do that, you know. But nevertheless, I'm talking about this end of it, really, this ability to question.